Hi, this is Rachel Schuster, Associate Site Editor with Search Networking Channel. I'm here with Jim Sheriff, Senior Vice President of America's Partner Organization with Cisco. Hi, Jim. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So what are the main messages to get across to Cisco partners this year?
You know, I think the great news is the messages are consistent as they've been in past years, is that Cisco will continue to drive more than 80% of its revenue through its partners. We're investing more than ever in our partners and partner programs, including an increased focus on marketing, a launch of a number of programs that we have underneath the umbrella, something called partner-led, continue to enhance the incentives and profitability programs. So overall, great enhancements, but, fundamentally continuing to drive partners as our primary go-to-market. You also just see a subtle shifts in terms of our resources being far more focused on driving success with our channel. The announcement of Amanda in her new role leading the worldwide partner marketing, we're going to be streamlining a lot of our systems from a partner standpoint so it's easier to engage with Cisco. And then, in contrast to a lot of our competitors, we've got a lot of clarity in terms of where our priorities are. We've outlined our five corporate priorities focused on core, which includes routing, switching, wireless and security, collaboration is the second, data center, virtualization, cloud, which is a huge opportunity for our partners, video, which our partners are allowing us to get tremendous market gains there, and then taking an overall umbrella of architecture. So these five priorities help our partners really understand where they should invest and give us a higher degree of predictability. So those are probably the three main messages.
So how did these messages differ from last year?
Well, the great news is that they really aren't much different, other than I think we have more clarity in terms of our priorities from prior years. But the other thing that we hear from our partners that they appreciate with Cisco is the consistency in our focus on going to market through partners. The fact that we drive 80% plus of our business through our partners, and we've done so for more than a decade. So what the great thing is the consistency and staying the course, and our partners love that predictability.
Cisco is really pushing the CS as a tablet unlike any other for the enterprise. How do you foresee this tablet changing the way work is done? What sets it apart from other tablets?
I think as you look at the Cisco CS, it's, as far as I can see, it's really the only device that was purpose-built for the enterprise, as opposed to being built as a consumer device and then trying to figure out how to make it fit in the enterprise. So it provides the mobility that everybody needs and expects. It has the access to the social applications. It's a video-enabled, from the very beginning. And it also allows you to do virtual desktops. So it has a lot of the things that you expect and need in an enterprise environment. And what really makes it different than a lot of the other devices is that that security was not an afterthought. It was built from the bottoms up. It'd be a very secure device. And then we have a really interesting tool available to our customers that allows them to manage the applications that are available on the CS. And with that, by having that control, they can make sure that they're not bringing risk into the enterprise through their mobile devices. So that's something that our customers are telling us is a huge differentiator.
Do you foresee channel partners having success in selling the CS? What should their story be to tell it?
Well, I think we see, our partners more and more are building stronger vertical practices. And CS is really a tremendous device to help them in terms of building more vertical relevance and more vertical solutions. It's a device that allows them to meet the mobile needs that their customers are asking for, but to do so in something that is, really geared for the post-PC era, that really has, great integration with virtual desktop solutions, but also represents a combination of a tablet, a portable telepresence unit, a phone, and something that can be highly customized for vertical applications. So I think it represents a huge opportunity for our partners to build solutions in the verticals that they're addressing.
At Cisco Live 2011, some exciting announcements were made, one of which was the Catalyst 6500 upgrade. How should channel partners position the sale of this upgrade?
For our partners, these upgrades just represent a huge, huge opportunity. We have more than 680,000 chassis that have been shipped So the tremendous installed base opportunities of greater than $42 billion. So you kind of put that number out there in front of our partners, and it represents a fantastic opportunity for them to be able to drive upgrades and be able to drive upgrades that don't require a forklift to upgrade. And our customers absolutely appreciate that, the fact that we can put in new cards into the chassis and be able to enhance the capabilities of this workhorse for many of our customers. And having that that market opportunity in front of our partners is something that they're pretty excited about.
So how do partners help their customers decide what kind of switch upgrades they should make?
I think we see that there is a major focus around the data center. And so we have products that are a perfect fit, actually, for the data center environment. They're really optimized for that. We have more traditional switching and design spots like wiring closets and distribution. And we've got different products that fit into those applications better. So the great thing about Cisco's partners is they probably are the most highly trained and most technically competent partners in the industry. And then their ability to help guide customers to make the decision on putting the right switching products into the right application is really unmatched in the industry. And so I think they're very well trained and positioned to be able to help customers make those decisions.
Cisco announced earlier this year that all top-level partners are to become trained and certified in selling new Cisco architecture specializations that focus on borderless networks, collaboration, and data center technologies. What is the difference between selling an architecture and selling point products or specific components? How is this approach going so far?
I think what you see in taking an architectural approach is really taking much more of a solutions approach with your customer versus selling just a point product. Let me just do a comparison to building a house. You would never build a house without having an architectural plan so that all the pieces fit together and worked in harmony. And the same thing, our partners, because of the investments they've made in building their architectural capabilities, aren't just selling these point products that don't hang together, that aren't optimized for what the customer's trying to look for in terms of their overall solution. And by taking an architectural approach, it allows our partners to put, kind of an optimum system in place for our customers. And also, because they have that architectural expertise, they're able to compete, much more vigorously against other companies that they're competing against or only selling point products.
There is a lot of talk these days about the multi-vendor network. What is the message to partners who are looking to sell a multi-vendor data center or enterprise network?
Every one of our partners has had to go through the decision as far as whether they go multi-vendor or whether they, stay with a Cisco-led practice. What we hear from them is that if they look at it from a customer's viewpoint and they look at the real total cost of ownership, 80% of the cost of operating is in the operations of costs of a network versus the actual acquisition costs. So they're generally doing their customer a disservice when they put in multi-vendor networks that are more expensive to operate, that fundamentally have to rely on the lowest common denominator in terms of shared services across the different platforms. And so as they take a customer's viewpoint on this, most of our partners are really coming to the conclusion that they're going to serve their customers much better if they go forward with a Cisco architecture as opposed to a hodgepodge of multi-vendor components. And if you just look at what's been put out in the press in terms of cyber attacks and security issues, by having an architectural approach, it makes it much easier for our partners to put more viable security infrastructures in place by leveraging all of Cisco's products versus trying to put together the hodgepodge. And one of the things that our partners tell us time and time again, why they're so committed to us, we spend $5.3 billion in R&D, which really dwarfs what any one of our competitors, and is actually bigger than all of our major competitors combined in terms of their network R&D spend. And through that spend comes innovation, which allows them to be able to assure their customers that not only are they getting the best products today, but they'll continue to have access to the best products in the future.
Many Cisco partners were once also HP partners selling servers. How many of these partners have shifted to completely selling UCS instead? Is the message to Cisco partners to choose a sole data center vendor?
our partners, as you mentioned, many of them sold HP or other vendors' products in the past, but they have been the reason why in the U.S. we've been able to capture 20% of the blade server market share in a really short period of time. So that's a very strong indication that our partners have absolutely embraced the message and the value proposition we have around UCS. Now, you know, today, most customers have multi-vendor environments for servers, and so many of our partners also still offer multiple vendors. But what we're seeing is a dramatic shift in their focus and energy around UCS.
Cisco has been crafting its cloud message for partners. How do channel partners determine whether their role should be to build private clouds for the enterprise or to resell cloud services from other providers?
If I look at Cisco's strategy versus our competitors, with probably the biggest contrast is many of our competitors are offering their partners one play relative to the cloud opportunity. And in many cases, that play is only to be a reseller of the vendor's offerings. We really are offering our partners three different ways to go to market. You know, one, as a builder going into companies that are building their own private clouds or going to service providers and helping those service providers to build their public offerings. So that's a huge opportunity and one that probably over the next few years represents the single biggest opportunity for our partners. But we also provide very, very strong programs to be a provider. And so we have not only service providers, but traditional resellers that are now becoming providers of cloud offerings. And then for other ones that don't want to make the investments or being a provider doesn't fit their business model, we have great programs that support reselling other providers' offerings. And we do so in a way that aligns well with our direct sales organization. And what our partners tell us is that's something that's unique in the marketplace, the fact that they're not competing against our sales force. They're able to sell with our sales force regardless of which model they pick.
Many have wondered whether Cisco would become more of a cloud services provider, offering up hosted apps similar to WebEx and UC. Is there a future there for Cisco?
One of the things that Cisco's been very consistent about is that, you know, we don't want to compete against our service providers and our partners. And we believe that our technology, you know, represents a fundamental building block for many people that are going to be building cloud offerings. Now, we've acquired cloud offerings, you know, companies like with WebEx, but we've constantly looked for ways to how do we package those solutions and take those to market through our partners, and we'll continue to take that as our approach, as a very much of a partner-centric approach to bringing cloud services to market.
At the Cisco Partner Summit this year, Cisco announced its initiative to beef up its SMB business through sales support, UC products, and hosted WebEx technology. Has that proven to be a sought-out initiative? Will this focus continue?
One of the things that we've really been blessed with is that our partners have given us tremendous feedback on things that we need to do to continue to improve our relevance and impact in small business. And small business has really been a growth engine for Cisco. As you look at it traditionally, a lot of people define the market segments differently. The terminology that we often use is small businesses has been below 100 users or 100 employees, and mid-market being 100 to 1,000. And this, you know, both of these segments have been tremendous growth engines for us. If you look at the small business segment, it's expected to grow very much into the high single digit or high double digits. And the mid-market is probably going to grow close to 20% between now and 2014. So both of them represent gigantic opportunities for us. These markets require a couple things that are different. They require very focused and relevant marketing programs. And you'll see with some of the announcements we've made recently that are, you know, we will increase our focus in terms of marketing programs for our partners in this space. They require having purpose-built products in many cases. And we've got a very successful SMB product line that's doing quite well in this space. And then they require the right types of programs to support the partners. And we have made enhancements to them, and with the umbrella of partner-led, we will continue to enhance our programs to allow our partners to be more successful in the fast growth of the SMB space.
The overall switching market is down. How will Cisco help its partners address the fact that commodity switches are a competitive problem at this point?
Part of it, you have to cut through the hype and really separate the hype from the facts. So if you exclude public sector, which has been a problem for not just for Cisco, but for everybody else in this marketplace and their recent announcements. Our switching business grew a very healthy 13% in terms of orders last quarter. Even with, quote, the commoditization of switches, you know, Cisco is continuing to see very, very healthy growth in our switching business. And if you look at our publicly announced results and you combine that with what Del Oro has announced, you can really see that Cisco is really doing a great job of maintaining our market share, both in terms of port count, kind of looking at the amount of traffic that's actually flowing on our switches, as well as in dollar measures. So a lot of the hype you're hearing from competitors just doesn't match the reality of the numbers that you see from independent, credible sources.
Thank you so much for your time today, Jim. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate having this opportunity to talk with you today.